Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning, and yet again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We are still within the 12-day celebration of Christmas. It ends this coming Friday, because then the 6th is Epiphany or Three Kings Day, so we are still in the midst of Christmas. You can see that. It's kind of a wonderful thing, and I'm so glad that you're with us as we continue to celebrate the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say thank you to all of you who were with us and joined us for Christmas worship. It was a wonderful, wonderful weekend last weekend, and I hope that you found joy and inspiration for all of that. We're going to be taking down all of the Christmas decorations then this coming Saturday, January 6th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. I hope that many of you will be able to join us, because then many hands make light work. But the season ends, and we have to take the decorations down this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. Also, if you were one of those generous individuals who brought and donated one of these lovely poinsettias, please take them home. Lori's done a great job of keeping them watered and alive, but she would really be happy if you would take them home to keep them watered and alive yourself. All right, but no. So if you were one who donated the poinsettia, first of all, thank you. The sanctuary was absolutely gorgeous, but now you may take them home and use them to decorate your own house. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you take a chance to read through all of those. But we've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. So let us then continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let us rise and sing together.
Hark the herald
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and yet more wonderfully restored it. In your mercy, let us share the divine life of the one who came to share our humanity, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson is from Isaiah, the 61st chapter. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings of your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second lesson is from Galatians, the 4th chapter. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, saying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the 2nd chapter. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher, and she was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer, night and day. At the moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of our Lord. Congregation may be seated. I would invite the children to come on forward. Come on down. Have a seat. I'm going to sit now. Come up one level, because that way, there we are. Perfect. Perfect. Simeon, as a character in the Bible, isn't known by a lot of people, but he has been one of my favorites since I got this book, Christmas, when I was 4. No, it's not one of the Dead Sea Scrolls or anything like that, but it's a wonderful book because it gives us a chance to meet Simeon, right? A happy man was Simeon. This is the reason why. The Lord had told him long ago that he would never die until he saw the promised one, the great Messiah, God's own son. Old Simeon believed. He knew that God would make his word come true. He kept his secret years and years and waited every day. But Simeon was not a man to waste his time away. Each morning he'd get out of bed and comb the hair upon his head and hurry to the temple where he'd worship God with prayer. Then afterwards, as he would stroll along the winding street, the children of Jerusalem would follow at his feet. It's my favorite part. They'd say to him, "Please stop a while." Then he would look at them and smile and sit right down upon the ground with all the children gathered round. And then he'd tell a story. What a story it would be. Perhaps the one about the funny little dancing flea, or one about the sneezing snail, or Wumpledoo, the wheezing whale. I always loved Wumpledoo. The boys and girls missed not a word, such stories they had never heard. "Arise, good Simeon, arise and go without delay, for in the temple you will find him now this very day." It was the voice of God he heard. And Simeon obeyed his word. He hurried down the winding street as fast as he could move his feet. He climbed the temple stairway with a quick and easy stride and stood right by the door to watch as people went inside. His eyes looked into every face that passed him in that holy place. And when he saw amid the crowd a sight that made him cry out loud, a mother and a father with a little baby boy, old Simeon could not hold back his happiness and joy. He hurried over to the child, and Jesus looked at him and smiled. Good Simeon could hardly speak, for tears were running down his cheek. He took the baby in his arms and held him to his chest. "O God of mercy, God of might, thy name be ever blessed. I've seen thy son, the promised one. Now let thy holy will be done, and take me soon to live with thee in heaven for eternity." And with that, he turned and started home along the winding street. And there, of course, the children came to trail behind his feet. "O Simeon, please stop a while," he answered with a friendly smile, and sat right down upon the ground with all the children gathered round. He didn't tell the story of the flea or of the snail. He didn't even tell the one about the funny whale. The story that he told to them was of the babe of Bethlehem. And all the children, big and small, enjoyed that story best of all. There's the joy in knowing that Jesus, the little baby Jesus we've been celebrating all week, is your Savior, my Savior, and we can hold him close, and we, like Simeon, can tell everybody who will listen how much God loves them because baby Jesus. Thank you for coming. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, may we be like Simeon. Help us to discover ways to share your story, to share your love, to share the presence of God with all we meet. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here, buddy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's face it. On the seventh day of Christmas, we may not be swimming with swans, but we're all of us gathered here today to continue to celebrate the coming of Jesus, the coming of the Christ child, the coming of the Word made flesh who lives among us. And in our gospel story today, we watch as Joseph and Mary, since they had to be in Bethlehem and were so close to Jerusalem, they brought baby Jesus to the temple to be presented to the Lord as it is written in the law. Now, as pious Jews, Mary and Joseph, who had been visited by angels themselves and then visited by shepherds who had been visited by angels, it made sense for them then to present Jesus to the Lord there at the temple. Little did they know that when they arrived at the temple, they would meet two more angels, quote unquote, Simeon and Anna. Now, we must remember Joseph and Mary had been dragged from their homes for the sake of a Roman census tax. They were made to travel when Mary was great with child. And that child came, which I'll bet changed their census tax. There we are. But in the middle of all of that came the opportunity they took today, and that was to present their baby Jesus at the temple and for Mary to go through her purification at the temple before they returned to Nazareth. And as they walked up the stairs to enter into the temple, they met Simeon, who had been waiting for them for a long time. Now, it had been revealed to Simeon that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah. Think about that revelation. The day that revelation came to him, Simeon started looking for the Messiah. As he walked through town, as he worshiped the temple, as he bought groceries, as he hung out with his family, as he watched people walking in and around, he was always on the lookout for the Messiah. As candidates came to Jerusalem and sort of nominated themselves as the newest Messiah of the month, Simeon went to see. And as he recognized that they were not the Messiah, Simeon never lost hope. He never gave up. God had promised, and that promise from God gave Simeon hope. Now, I don't know for how long that Simeon lived with that promise, but our gospel today says that the Spirit guided Simeon to the temple the day that Joseph and Mary and Jesus came. This man who had been on the lookout for God's chosen one recognized that baby at once. Gathering the child in his arms, he joyously sang, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word." You can hear Simeon, "Lord, I've seen him. I can die in peace," is what he was singing. Going on, he continued, "For I have seen the salvation which you have prepared for all people, a light for the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." Simeon knew that the Messiah was not only God's gift for Israel, but was really a blessing for all the world, for every people, and he sang that truth in joy. Now, if you have ever brought your infant child to church, you know the great number of people who will gather around and make complete fools of themselves looking at the beautiful infant you brought with them. It's what we do. That's one of those cool things, right? They will sit there and they will fawn all over that baby. Now, Simeon wasn't just fawning over Jesus. He was proclaiming. And as he gave Jesus back to his parents, he told them that their son was going to bring about falling and rising for many, but that he was Savior, Messiah, chosen to bring salvation. And then Simeon departed in peace. Maybe he did go off to tell stories about Wumpledoo the Wheezing Whale, or to tell stories of the child that he had helped, the one who had come to save the world. But Simeon went in peace, in joy, excited by all that had happened. But then Anna was there too, and Anna came with joy. Anna was a widow who, it appears, lived in the area of the temple and had done so for years, decades even. She had dedicated her life to worship and fasting, to prayer and praise. Being at the temple was an everyday occurrence in her life, and Anna heard Simeon as he sang with joy. Anna heard the joy in Simeon's voice. She heard the expectation. She heard the culmination. She heard the happiness as well as the trepidation. Hearing Simeon sing of salvation, hearing Simeon sing of salvation for all people, Anna took up that praise. She added her voice, her life, to Simeon and to the shepherds and to the angel host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace to God's people on earth." You see, both Simeon and Anna had lived lives of hope. Now, in this story, they know that they can depart in peace. That's a powerful phrase, depart in peace. Now, there are times when I personally think of that phrase only in relation to passing and death. I spoke that phrase. I spoke Simeon's song standing at the bedside in the hospital as my father took his final breath. It's a powerful phrase for moments like that. But I also use that phrase with communion helpers, as we then get to go and share our Lord's body and blood with all who come to this table. It's a powerful phrase for moments like that as well. I also believe that this phrase gives us our mission on this seventh day of Christmas. We have gathered to continue to bask in the celebration of Jesus' birth. We gather so that we can hear of God's love for us, so we can respond to that love in songs and prayers, so that we can find strength and joy, patience and peace. Like Anna, we are here to worship, and like Anna, Simeon's song comes to us. It comes through the air, and we are swept up in the joy, in the struggle, and in those prophetic moments, we get to add our voices and our lives to those who have been filled with the joy of incarnation, filled with the wonder of the Word made flesh, filled with the glory of the Christ child. But as we have gathered, so too must we depart. We can't just stay here like it looks like Anna did at the temple. So as we go from this place, may we depart in peace. I don't mean that we should all go home and die, all right? But rather, I think that we should go so that we can greet life in the peace from God, in the peace that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the peace of Christ passes understanding so that even when the world is aligned against us, we can find peace. The peace of Christ is given not as the world gives. We can't earn it and we don't deserve it, but in the peace of Christ, the peace of God is ours as a gift. So as we depart on this seventh day of Christmas, may we go in peace serving the Lord. May we go with Christ into the world to celebrate God's gift, to live God's forgiveness, to share the love of God with all people. And may we go into the world with hope and make God's vision for our world filled with grace into our mission today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. Please rise. I invite you now to join with me as we confess our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbor, and the world God loves. You inspire faith in our hearts and call us to rejoice with our whole selves at the salvation you bring. Make our churches places of belonging for all people in the fullness of their being. Raise up the gifts and the witness of people who are neurodivergent, living with disability, or bearing invisible illness. Lord, in your mercy, your praise is sung throughout creation in all times and in all seasons. As the new year turns, ground us in your changeless and sustaining love. Keep us attentive to the rhythms of the cosmos and inspire us to live in harmony with all the earth. Lord, in your mercy, give hope and stamina to leaders who work tirelessly for the sake of the most vulnerable. We pray especially for organizations working on behalf of children to provide basic needs, to protect from abuse and neglect, to address trauma, and to rescue from trafficking. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us, who need your wholeness and healing. We pray for Dawn, Judith, Stephanie, Judy, Rhonda, and Paul. Lord, in your mercy, sustain all people who, like Simeon and Anna, have been waiting for salvation and wholeness. We pray especially for anyone living with cancer or chronic illness, all people who are in physical rehabilitation or addiction recovery, and those experiencing complications from long COVID. Lord, in your mercy, let this community of faith be a joyful and welcome place for all ages and generations. Teach us to honor the wisdom of children, the inquisitiveness of youth, the thoughtfulness of adults, and the knowledge of elders. Lord, in your mercy, we give thanks for all the beloved who lived with expectation and departed this life in peace. Sustain us in joy until we join them around your throne. Lord, in your mercy, abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of the angels, who heralded Christ's birth, bring joy to your hearts this day and always. May the God of love, who gave his only Son to be born for you, fill your life with love and peace. May Emmanuel, God with us, be with you in all your doings and all your celebrations until he brings you into his eternal kingdom. And may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings. The end of your Christmas celebrations are filled with joy as you go into the world with hope.
May God's blessing be with us.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Over the hills.